eclipse distortions. The recent solar eclipse was cool. It created some distortions in shadows, daylight, animal behavior, and more. The eclipse caused work disruptions and traffic delays. It prompted those in the path to appreciate the cycles and paths of the sun and the moon. We usually take them for granted. But we invite eclipse and distortions into our daily lives. One phrase that nearly always stands out to me in the Bible is, "But God." It's a pivot of perspective from what we think is reality to what is possible with God. It's a reminder with an exclamation point. We let our limitations or others eclipse or distort who God is and what he can do. We block out what is intended to give us light. Why? Perhaps for some of the same reasons we go about our daily lives without acknowledging what the sun provides us. We take it for granted. It rises and sets, creating the cycle of day for us. We might complain when clouds get in the way, or if the clouds don't give us enough cover to cool the day. We might recognize beauty at times at the beginning or end of the day. We might appreciate the sun as it helps grow crops and flowers, but we can equally complain if we aren't getting the growth or protection we prefer. We create the eclipse. We can, in essence, block the sun by ignoring it. When we do, we distort our daily lives, thinking we have more self-sufficiency than we do. We don't change reality. God is present, whether we acknowledge him or not, just like the sun is present, whether we see it or not. Today is a good day to open our eyes, shift our perspective, acknowledge foundational truths, and pivot our perspectives. This has been Susan Lawrence with purepurpose.org.